When the seas rise. When most people think of global warming, they think of something that will happen in the future, something that doesn't affect their daily life. But for many people around the world, the future is now. Research shows that sea levels worldwide have been rising at a rate of 0.14 inches, 3.5 millimeters, per year since the early 1990s. The trend, linked to global warming, is putting thousands of coastal cities at risk of being destroyed over time. The two countries below offer a snapshot of what climate change might look like for all of us. The Seychelles. This chain of islands in the Indian Ocean has been called one of the most beautiful places on Earth. There is a problem, though. Many of the country's most populated regions were constructed in low-lying areas near the water. As sea levels rise, many people will lose their homes. Already, the island's tourism industry is being hurt. The Seychelles' famous beaches are being eroded by the rising water, as well as by storms that grow more powerful each year. In addition, the country's coral reefs, a popular tourist attraction, are suffering because of warmer water. To fight these problems, the government of the Seychelles has been trying to relocate people living in low-lying coastal areas to higher ground. Unfortunately, there isn't enough land to accommodate many of these people. The country's citizens are also trying to bring as much attention as possible to global warming and the danger it poses. They point out that if these things happen to the Seychelles, they can happen to big countries like the United States, China, or Brazil next. The Netherlands. For the people of the Netherlands, rising waters have been an obstacle for years. The country is close to 30% under sea level. A series of dams and dikes has protected the country from mass flooding for many years, but as sea levels continue to rise, more extreme solutions are being considered. One of them is a large increase in floating houses. These houses are built on water or in areas that flood, and each structure is able to rise and fall with the water. Sustainable and efficient apartment buildings that can float are also being planned. Engineers in the Netherlands are also continuing the country's tradition of doing large construction projects to help hold the water back. Larger dams have been built in recent years, and rivers have been rerouted so they are not as close to cities. Today, engineers from many countries visit the Netherlands to learn more about these projects. They fear that in the future, as the earth warms and sea levels continue to rise, Dutch building techniques will have to be used all over the world.